Hello everyone, so welcome to our talk. We are Bastian and Josh, and we wanted to give you a brief update about the current state of the development of a new GNU Radio runtime. In the last years, I think there was a lot of talk about GNU Radio and the runtime and the limitations it had, but I felt like we were already always kind of stopping appreciating the problem and not really having a good solution. So I think this time is finally the first time where we really made some progress. We have some code, we have some real stuff to show. And so I'm really looking forward to present you the state, even though it's still very preliminary and in the flow and work in progress and all this kind of stuff.
Definitely work in progress.
Actually, the main target audience might really be someone who might be interested in the internals of GNU Radio, who's really interested in maybe contributing to the runtime and stuff like this. But at the same time, I think it's also interesting if you are a user and you actually don't want to care about it, but still you might stay up to date, keep a bit in the loop, and maybe you see or spot something that you see. I think that goes in the total wrong direction, maybe just for your application or whatever, and maybe you want to jump in. That's roughly the goal of the talk. Okay, so the topic is modularity, and I think GNU Radio, the main thing that's currently modular is the blocks and the block library, and I think that was really an important part and big part of GNU Radio's success, because it's just so easy to extend, and we have, for example, we have GR mod tool, so it's very easy to create your own GNU Radio blocks. If you have them out of tree or if you submit them upstream anyway, it is really easy to extend it. So the blocks are doing really well. The only limitation is and has always been the runtime, because it has only one scheduler and it has only one buffer implementation. So these two things are the main parts we want to make modular. Because modularity is also a bit a tricky topic, because if you ask someone if he wants it static or modular, everybody would say everything should be modular. The question is, what do we want to have modular? And we kind of decided to focus on these two parts of the system that we want to make modular in a future release of GNU Radio. So the first thing I said is the scheduler, because currently we are tied to having this one thread per block, and this has some limitations. Basically boils down to the fact that GNU Radio doesn't have a lot of control of what's happening, because everything is done by the operating system scheduler, so we don't have a big influence. But